Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Wednesday. Here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
An Anchorage man who was found floating in the Kenai River on Monday has died in Anchorage despite life-saving efforts. Alaska wildlife troopers were notified shortly before 12:30 p.m. on Monday that an adult male had been spotted floating in the Kenai River near the Bings Landing area. A response team of Alaska State Troopers, Alaska State Park Rangers, and Emergency Medical Services quickly responded to the area. According to the trooper dispatch on the incident, a preliminary investigation revealed that 18-year-old Anchorage resident Jacob Wasilewski was fishing with a group of friends on the opposite side of the river from Bings Landing. The group spotted Wasilewski floating down the river. A nearby boat operating in the river approached and managed to pull him aboard. Wasilewski was unresponsive, but those on the board attempted to provide CPR. No word yet has been provided on how Wasilewski ended up in the river or what led to his unresponsiveness. Once first responders arrived on the scene, the individuals in the boat transported Wasilewski to them and medical personnel continued life-saving efforts. Wasilewski was transported by helicopter to an Anchorage Area Medical Center, where he died. An initiative aimed at repealing Alaska's ranked choice voting system still has sufficient signatures to qualify for the November ballot. Attorneys for the state said in court filings on Tuesday, days after a judge disqualified some of the booklets used to gather signatures. Superior Court Judge Christina Rankin, in a ruling last Friday, found instances in which the signature gathering process was not properly carried out and disqualified those booklets. She ordered election officials to remove the disqualified signatures and booklets and to determine if the measure still had sufficient signatures. Alaska Department of Law attorneys in court documents Tuesday said the Division of Elections had completed that work and found the measure remains qualified for the ballot. This comes as part of a lawsuit brought by three voters challenging the repeal measure. Rankin last month ruled the division acted within its authority when it allowed sponsors of the repeal measure to fix errors with the petition booklets after they were turned in and found the agency had complied with deadlines. Her ruling Friday focused on challenges to the initiative sponsors' signature collecting methods that were the subject of a recent trial. Construction of the new Central Emergency Services Fire Station 1 officially broke ground on Wednesday. The new station's site is just a stone's throw or a hose length from the old one on the corner of Wilson Lane and Warehouse Drive in Soldotna.
Today on this site, we look to the future, but in doing so, we can never forget those in the community who volunteered in building the current station that has stood ready and willing since 1957.
That was CES Fire Chief Roy Browning. The new 26,665-square-foot firehouse will include 10 bays for fire trucks and other emergency service vehicles and 10 sleeping units for crew. The new station mirrors the borough's steady growth over the past 50 years, a sentiment that CES Service Area Board Chairman Ryan Kapp calls progress.
The new Station 1 is a sign of progress in our community. Fittingly, this weekend happens to be Progress Days. Soldotna has been celebrating Progress Days for 67 years, and this station will be a striking example of just that, progress.
The bond passed in 2022, which provided the funding for the new station, received substantial support from the community, a fact that Borough Mayor Peter Michicki lauded at the groundbreaking.
We don't have to live like cavemen, but we leave those decisions up to you. And the public very strongly supported that our men and women that put themselves at risk every day on our behalf have a fit-for-purpose facility.
The new Station 1 has an estimated completion date of October 2025. Further details available by visiting this story at RadioKenai.com. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Thursday. This is KSRM News.